Support for this podcast and the following message come from Lagunitas Brewing Company, challenging the status quo and crafting stories along the way. Featuring a wide range of innovative craft brews and non-alcoholic options, it's good to have friends. Learn more at Lagunitas.com.
The Indicator from Planet Money is a daily podcast that helps you make sense of what's happening in the economy. And video games are a growing slice of that economy, with billions of people around the world identifying as gamers. That's why we're dedicating a week-long series to the growing business of video games. Listen to the Indicator for Planet Money podcast on NPR.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras. As we do every year at this time, this week we take a few moments to share our Alt Latino Sonic Altar. And we like to think of it as a musical Dia de los Muertos altar, in which we ask you to send us some musical dedications to friends and family you may have lost recently. And the idea is not to lament their passing, but to celebrate the fact that they lived. And remember, Dia de los Muertos has its roots in a Mexican folk tradition. Some studies suggest it's pre-Columbian. And if you've heard this show before, you know I always start with some music from the late Mexican musician Jorge Reyes, who used a lot of pre-Columbian themes and some instruments in his music. And now a funeral chant from the soundtrack to the 1983 independent film El Norte, which was directed by Gregory Nava. This vocal part is sung in a Mayan dialect, and the words translate to, "We do not come to this earth to live. We only come here to sleep. We come to sleep and dream. All things are lent to us as we pass this earth. Tomorrow or the next day, whatever is your wish, O giver of life, we shall go home to you." That's such a powerful moment in the film and always a powerful way to start our Sonic Altar. Before we get started, let me say that we're only going to play little bits of each song because we received so many dedications. You can find all of the songs and all of the dedications on our website at npr.org/altlatino. Okay, let's get started. Our first dedication comes from listener Adi Alonso, who wrote, "This is for my mom who passed away recently. This was her favorite song. My dad used it to serenade her to get her to marry him. Some days are easier than others, but it feels like yesterday. The first time I had to add her picture to my altar tore my heart." This is Gema. It's by Javier Solis, and it's for Francis Alonso. Como piedra preciosa, como divina joya, valiosa de verdad. Si mis ojos no me mienten, si mis ojos no me engañan. Alt Latino listener Adri Cantú wrote in and asked for a song called Ya No Es Lo Mismo. And she wrote, "These new boleros remind me of my grandmother, Aurora. She was my introduction to boleros, and these new ones fill me with nostalgia and happiness. To know boleros, classic and new, will live on." The song is called Ya No Es Lo Mismo, and is performed by a group called Daniel Me Estás Matando. Ya no es lo mismo que ayer. Fuiste un sol al atardecer. Que se rinde a la noche y aunque queda la luna, como tú solo hay una. Ya no es lo mismo que ayer. Okay, we have a lot of people from different backgrounds who listen to Alt Latino, and they sent in dedications as well. Listener Jen Spieler told us about her friends Jane and Mark Duncan. She says they had been married for 20 years and Mark recently lost his battle with cancer. And she wrote, "The world feels dimmer without his presence. I want to wish Jane love, peace, and strength as she battles through this transition with her kids. She has an army of friends and family who love her dearly." Jane wanted to share a song that says, "While life may be finite, love isn't." This is a little bit of If We Were Vampires by Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit.
It's knowing that this can't go on forever. Likely one of us will have to spend some days alone. Maybe we'll get 40 years together, but one day I'll be gone. One day you'll be gone. If we were vampires and death was a joke, we'd go out on the sidewalk in the snow.
Some losses are unfathomable. Listener Julie Tyner wrote in a dedication for her nephew, Stephen Michael King, who took his own life this past July. She wrote, "It's like a bad dream. He would have been 30 in September." She wanted to hear a little bit of the band Green Day and the song "Wake Me Up When September Ends." Be strong, Julie.
Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenched in my pain again, becoming who we are. As my memory rests, but never forgets what I lost, wake me up when September ends.
You're listening to Alt Latino, and we're sharing our annual Sonic Altar for Dia de los Muertos, something we do every year. Manuel Bosto wrote in and asked for something for Cloto, La Quesis in Atropos, with a dedication that only says this song is an example of cante hondo, estoico musical from Spain. This is the legendary Spanish vocalist Carmen Linares singing El Que Se Tenga Por Grande.
El que se te... por grande, que se vaya al cementerio y verá lo que el mundo.
Another short dedication from listener Greg Skiers, who dedicates this song to Diane Paxton. Recuerdos from the Mavericks.
Hoy es el día que de partir, nuestros caminos se separarán, ya nuestra historia llegó a su fin, bellos recuerdos en mí quedarán. Oh, 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 oh. Tus recuerdos.
Every year here on the Sonic Altar, we also take note of well-known musicians who transition during the year. Musicians can be our best friends during our most difficult moments, and when we lose them, it can feel very, very personal. There were a handful of musical lives that fell silent this year. Chick Corea was a force of nature, musically and by all accounts as a bandmate, and he will be missed. Larry Harlow was also a pianist who was a major part of the musical revolution known as Fania Records. Speaking of Fania, the label was founded by Johnny Pacheco, and in doing that, he helped change the sound of Latin music as an arranger, producer, and with his flute.
Ese flautista es candela cuando se monta. Suena la flauta sabrosa como no hay par. La gente cuando lo escucha se vuelve loca.
Ralph Irizarry is a name you may not know, but he played with salsa and jazz musician Ray Barreto and vocalist Ruben Blades. And when he started his own band, his one-of-a-kind style on timbales came through the entire band. Rest in power, my brother. We lost another drummer this year, one of my favorites, the great Charlie Watts from the Rolling Stones. And another name you may not know was Eulalio Sax Cervantes Galarza, but you may have known his band Maldita Vecindad y Los Hijos del Quinto Patio. His sax was the energetic center of the band's sound. You are listening to our Sonic Altar from Alt Latino. Listener Hugo Barbosa offers us a reset for the Sonic Altar with a song that speaks to our theme this week. He wanted to hear Chavela Vargas performing La Llorona.
No sé qué tienen las flores, Llorona, las flores del Campo Santo. No sé qué tienen las flores, Llorona, las flores del Campo Santo, que cuando las mueve el viento, Llorona, parece que están llorando.
More music from different corners. Listener Erica Robbins lost her dad this year, and she wrote, "Now that my dad has passed, I am realizing more and more each day how much he loved me, how much he cared for me, and the struggles he had in showing me that. I remember him singing this song while driving us around when I was younger. He sang the words with his deep baritone voice, and even though we both pretended he was singing those words for his girlfriend, I know they were for me. From the moment I was born, we had each other from hello." This is musician Kenny Chesney.
Well, you had me from hello. I felt love start to grow the moment that I looked into your eyes. You want me, it was over from the start. You completely stole my heart, and now you won't let go. I never even had a chance, you know.
And finally, a personal dedication for me. This year, I lost my very dear friend, and Jamila Carol Jones. She was a wonderful soul, she had an amazing smile, and she was a dedicated listener to the podcast. Love you, and Jamila. She was friends with saxophonist Charles Lloyd, who dedicated this song to her on his Facebook page. It's called Requiem. I want to thank you all for listening in on the Sonic Altar this year, and also thanks to everyone who sent in dedications. Again, you can see the entire list of dedications and hear the songs on our website at npr.org/altlatino. You have been listening to Alt Latino from NPR Music. I'm Felix Contreras. Be safe out there and be good to each other. Thank you.
Across America, history is often recorded on small markers. You've probably seen them on the sides of roads, in front of buildings, in the middle of nowhere. NPR's Laura Sullivan spent a year investigating thousands of markers and found a distorted version of America's history, but also curiosities, humor, and joy. Listen to the new episode of The Sunday Story on the Up First podcast from NPR.
The Indicator from Planet Money is all in on video games. Not just because they're a fun hobby. Video games are one of the fastest growing businesses worldwide, worth more than the film and music industries combined.
We're seeing some games that are really taking, $500 million to make.
We're taking a week-long look at the video game industry. Listen to the Indicator from Planet Money podcast on NPR.
Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beats. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.